Rob was my favorite opponent and had always looked after me, but even so, I would often leave the ring a little worse for wear after our matches. I knew that was nothing compared to what I was about to experience. I approached the ring on jelly legs, running on a mixture of adrenaline and terror, and awaited my fate. As Bob's music blared over the speakers, Tom approached and said, "Don't worry, I'll work most of the match. Just follow my lead, you'll be fine." Breathing a sigh of relief, I took up a position on the apron, a position I expected to maintain for most of the match. Roughly 18 seconds later, after two or three quick bumps, Tom scurried over to tag me in. I dropped off the apron, refusing his hand, assuming I should play the cowardly heel. Tom whispered, "Get between us." By this, he meant that I should sneak into the ring, lure Bob into our corner, and let Tom jump him from behind. Having never been in a tag match before and not yet being aware of all the wrestling lingo, I thought Tom meant that I should physically get between them. So I slid into the ring and marched up to Bob with my arms outstretched as if to say, "What do you think you're doing, tough guy?" Under my breath, I asked, "Do you want to hit me?" This is where we came in. "What the fuck are you doing?" My options seemed to be A, run away and have Bob catch me and beat the everlasting crap out of me for being a pussy. B, back away and have Bob grab me and beat the everlasting crap out of me for being a pussy. Or C, shove him and see what happened. I went with C and gave him a respectful shove. Bob Hardcore Holly then respectfully smacked me upside my head, bursting my eardrum. As he reached down to hoist me off the canvas, I realized I couldn't hear a damn thing out of my right ear. What if he tried to call some moves to me? I didn't catch them, and I blew a spot. He'd think I was fucking with him and would absolutely destroy me. These fears were quickly dismissed when his plans became evident. He backed me up into a corner and pulled my shirt over my head, exposing my chest. Bob's chops are notorious for hurting like hell. Up until that point, I could only speculate. 2 minutes later, having been on the receiving end of about a dozen of Bob's finest, I could confirm that, yes, they do indeed hurt like hell. My chest, which was now bleeding, seconded the opinion. The crowd had popped for each chop with increasing fervor, but by the last, they were wincing in pain along with me. Then something happened that changed my view of Bob entirely. Propping me up in the corner and pulling my shirt over my face once more, he leaned in and whispered in my ear, "Sorry, man." Ever the British gent, I believe I instinctively replied, "That's quite all right," before he clobbered me again, saving the stiffest shot for last. After my brutalization and his apology, the rest of the match went smoothly, save for my nose being cut open. My mistake there. I caught my face on something Jake was wearing, and my input was limited to some basic holds, plenty of cheating, and being sent sailing over the top rope to the unpadded floor. I can't take any credit for the quality of the match, since everyone else was just working around me, but it remains my best match, and my favorite, for that matter. Back in the locker room, after having a picture taken in which I proudly displayed my bloody nose and red raw chest, I wandered over to Bob to thank him for the match. He shook my hand, thanked me, and said, "You really impressed me out there. You were in the right place at the right time, and you took your beating like a man. You did great." He also told me that my bloodied chest would hurt like hell when I showered. He was definitely not wrong. It was unquestionably the most painful shower I have taken in my life. Still, long after the wounds on my chest had healed and as my eardrum slowly repaired itself, I had a memory to cherish and one heck of a story to tell, and video footage to back it up. About 10 weeks later, around the time my eardrum had finally healed, I was surprised to receive an email from Bob, and the content was even more surprising. In the email, Bob reiterated that he had nothing but respect for me and apologized for any times he'd treated